You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We have a packed house today. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and the captain, Mark Messier, all joining us throughout this three-hour frolic with you through the raindrops here in New York City. And what they tried to call a bomb cyclone.
Yeah,
nor-easter. But nor-easter is a nor-easter.
It's not even raining right now.
This is
an East Coast thing that you guys do to try and make yourself but seem why do we tough, gotta call, like, tougher. It's a nor-easter.
Well,
don't even sound tough.
Nor-easters, it's old school. That's what storms would call. But what I don't get is why we have to come up with these new phrases to scare the crap out of people. Bomb, cyclone. You could just see it. Like somebody sitting around going, how are we going to get people's attention? And then it just becomes bomb cyclone. This is what we want to do, right? Like, we want to make people, we have enough anxiety in the world. Now we're adding this kind of phrasing to our storms. How about we just say real heavy rain? And remember a couple months ago when Ida came through and we all had flooding here? Just keep in mind, it could be as bad as that. Let's prepare. Not bomb cyclone.
You need to have a little drop.
Wait. Bomb cyclone. That's Jimmy falling out of the boat. Whatever it is, we hope everybody's safe and getting through it. And if you're out on the roads, of course, take it slow, and we got you.
Yeah, y'all hear that? To all my Amazon drivers out there, you know what I'm saying? Don't crash none of my damn vehicles, man. Last time we had a storm, you had a dude total my damn vehicle. It took 6 months for them to finally get my money back.
Damn, really?
Yeah, man. Oh, Amazon moves real slow.
How'd the car thing work out yesterday, by the way?
Hmm?
The car thing, how'd that work out?
Man, he delivered it.
All right.
You know, I only got out
All's
of
well
here.
That ends well.
Yeah, I got out of here at 4:30, you know, instead of 4 o'clock. But I was so pissed off. Like,
what a day.
He looked like he actually wanted a tip for breaking me my damn
Come
vehicle.
Come on. Did he stand there?
To the keys that he lost. I grabbed it. I wanted a donkey kick him back in his ass.
It's like, here's
as
your
I was
keys.
Walking by. You know how you walk by? You ever donkey kick somebody? You walk by him, you kick him in like, the back, and you just can't flip. I want a donkey kick right in his
he
ass.
He puts his hand out, you just give him 5. Like, yeah, thanks, bud. Anyway. Yeah, exactly. Look. Well, I mean, look, all's well that ends well there. But week 7 of the NFL, did it end well? Or they kind of end, kind of fizzle, right? It did. How did Week 7 end?
Yeah.
I like that. Like, was it a great game? Was it a good? Yeah. It was all right.
I'll tell you what, man.
Seahawks lose again.
Yeah.
And a lot now comes out of that, of course. But now that Week 7's out of the way, Bar, we look forward to Week 8 because we get a good Thursday night game.
No, we thought.
Well, we thought. Again, the Packers and the Cardinals, and we get fired up because these are two teams you think are very much at the top and could be facing each other for the ultimate prize to get to the Super Bowl. But
once again, COVID strikes us.
It really does. So this game's obviously in Arizona, and the Packers are going to be without Davante Adams.
And he ain't the last
because of COVID
one.
Protocols.
He's not the last one, man. Like, if you know, like, they got to do contact tracing, all that type of stuff, and it could be more Packers that can't attend. You know, it's never just one person.
Contact tracing, you mean? Well, so far, that's all it's been right now. It's that, all right? So with that in mind, the line, Caesars moved the line from 4.5 to 6 as the Cardinals still being the favorites there, and the Cardinals can now continue their unbeaten start to this season.
Yeah, well,
and having now the Packers as one of the names on the list of teams that they beat.
Little pelts on their belt.
How much of a chance do you give them? I mean, do you think Aaron Rodgers and them boys, as Stephen A. would say, can still get a win at Arizona, Chandler Jones coming back?
I mean, everybody comes to life, you know what I mean? And I don't really worry about A.A. Ryan. He doesn't get sacked a lot. He kind of has the ability to get out. Now, remember, they're still doing this without Bakhtiari, you know what I mean, their best left tackle. So once he comes back, the run game becomes more dominant. You know, I never count Aaron Rodgers out because he has the ability to, when, you know, his number one guy is gone, to kind of make everybody come to life, which sometimes can be a lot more difficult to defend because you don't know who to double and who's the guy that's getting the ball and everybody gets the ball. So it's going to be interesting to see how Aaron Rodgers and that offense works.
And the latest on the Davante Adams situation with the Packers, here's Chris Mortensen, our ESPN NFL insider.
He is vaccinated, which means he has to have two consecutive days of negative tests for COVID. Mm-hmm. Inside the building, they're not optimistic. There are not a lot of sample sizes here where this happens well. So, and their defensive coordinator, Joe Barry, was the first one identified as positive for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. It's a Thursday night game. Creates a lot of problems for them on a lot of different levels because this is a game between a one-loss team, the Packers, and an undefeated team, the Cardinals, which could have wide-ranging implications on the playoff seeding down the road if both teams continue to have success. For Adams, looks like Aaron Rodgers' long shot that he would have Davante Adams in this lineup.
Yeah, it was hard to get that much clearance by Thursday because of the short week. So yeah. A 5-1 versus a 7-0, and you know,
so this is
I guess we can't really judge this game now, right?
Listen, sometimes better be lucky than good. And the fact that it's not who you play is when you play them, and the fact that the Cardinals are potentially going to catch them on a week where they don't have Davante Adams, where they don't have Bakhtiari, and when they don't have their defensive coordinator. Now, I mean, this win could be hollow. It could be false. It could be a false positive, right? Because they can think that they feel good. Like, hey, we beat them, and then you play them again. You have to see them,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh wow, this is a different team. And for Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, it's important for them to stack as many as they want because they want to have to it's come true. Out to the desert. You think Kyler Murray wants to have to go to Green Bay to play?
Hell no. In January?
In January?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah,
what have the choice? Exactly. I have a choice of Glendale, Arizona or Green Bay, Wisconsin in January.
Yeah. So,
never going to choose Green Bay, Wisconsin in January.
So that's why this is so important.
Right.
It's important because this could potentially be the tiebreaker. If Arizona loses to Green Bay, then if they have the same record, then they have to go. The thing is, you know that eventually the Cardinals have to come back to earth because they have a tougher division. The Green Bay Packers don't fear anybody in their division, so they'll stack those up. They still got to play the Rams again. They still have to play
Arizona does.
Yeah, still have to play the 49ers.
Yeah, but you know what, though? What we saw last night, though, is the Seahawks lost to the Saints.
Yeah, but if Russell Wilson's back, that's a different game.
It could be. Yeah, you're right. It could be. And that leads us to the next conversation. Now, we want you to be part of Barton Hodden Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you know our show, you know we love to talk to you, the listener. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up and fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So let's get to that. The Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And that leads us to a win that obviously wasn't the prettiest. A Monday night game that was the most entertaining part of it was the Manning cast, I would say. That's fair to say.
Well, I like Lattimore and Metcalf punch each other in the face.
All right, you did have a moment or two, but in the end, 13-10 doesn't get anybody really too excited.
Yeah.
But for the Saints, they still moved to 4-2. But the other side of the coin is the fact that the Seattle Seahawks are now 2-5 and puts them in a really interesting place because we thought, again, that division, as you mentioned, with the Cardinals being so good, with the Rams being so good, the Niners now close to moving on. I mean, Garoppolo's going to start this week, but they're already talking about, is it time to move on to Trey Lance and what do you do with Jimmy G? And then, of course, there's Seattle. So, for them, you're right. Russell Wilson comes back later in the season. It's a different story. But Russell Wilson is everything to this team, and just hear Pete Carroll talk about it.
You can see how hard it is. I mean, all of these games, the Rams game, the what was the next one? Steelers in this one. I mean, Russell's a factor. He's a fantastic, positive factor and always has been. And, I mean, those are exactly his time. That's his time. I mean, that's when he shines. And we miss him. And in the meantime, we're going to keep fighting and clawing and doing everything we can.
I mean, I find it interesting that he would talk that much about his quarterback because Geno Smith's going like, hey, you're not letting me do anything. We're just, we're just running the ball and staying under control. But Geno Smith is the guy right now as the backup. But they aren't going anywhere until Russell Wilson comes back. But Bart, let me ask you this question. And this has been talked about throughout the morning, and we talked about a lot in the offseason. If you're Russell Wilson and you look at the condition of the Seattle Seahawks right now, where they are, that division, where they're headed, all those things, does it creep back into your mind that maybe this isn't the place I need to finish my career?
I mean, I wonder what Sierra thinks. And I'm not trying to be funny, but like, sometimes when you are loyal and you've been with one place and you've had success, you don't want to leave them when they're at their lowest. But then, your significant other is like, hey, we need to get out of here. Like, She's the one who's hearing all the white noise. Hey, this division's tough. Hey, we got to get out of here.
It's not only tough, it's also yum.
Yeah, and let's go somewhere. Oh, man, Miami's open. Wouldn't it be great to live in Miami, move the family over there? I'm from Atlanta. It makes me be able to live on the East Coast. It's a place where I can continue my career. I can go up and down to New York. The music industry is good in Miami. You know, instead of being all the way out here on the Northwest, you know, coast. So, like, you have to be concerned with her happiness. Because we know that Russell, if you saw what he did to celebrate her for her birthday yesterday, as she turns 35, is going to lean to making his woman happy. That's the most important thing in his life is. And you saw it a little bit last year where he had his list of destinations he wanted to go to.
Yeah, Chicago, who doesn't need now, I mean, they should be settled.
Yeah, Chicago's settled, but how about Pittsburgh?
Dallas, who's settled.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh's not settled.
Was Washington on the list?
They weren't, but you expand that list.
New Orleans, though, to get closer. Hey, and that brings us to New Orleans, who they played last night. Is Jameis Winston really their future quarterback? Do you feel like that's the guy?
I just feel right now we can't really assess Jameis Winston because, like, if we go to the game, who the hell are you playing with? I mean, outside of Alvin Kamara. I mean, Marquez Callaway, never heard of him. Okay, Kenny Stills, this is his second stint with the team. He's a deep threat, but he's a specific type of a player. Like, he's missing his Michael Thomas. He's missing his –
Yeah, Alvin Kamara is basically their guy. Yeah, that's their offense right now.
He's missing his Davante Adams, right? He's missing who, before he got injured, remember who Michael Thomas was. He became the highest paid player receiver in the league. And Michael Thomas actually is great because we got Keyshawn coming on. I believe that's his nephew, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Michael Thomas' his nephew.
So perfect. Want to bring him in?
Oh, Smoke is here?
Yeah, I got to bring him in.
What up, Smoke? What up, baby?
Keyshawn Johnson
like
joining
the flag
us on
today with the jeans, and the suit coat.
Hey, man, I'm watching my gear. Next, you're going to be trying to rock that.
Well, I can't rock that, man. I can't swagger jacket, man.
They steal stuff on ESPN.
Well, not your brother. Stealing
your look.
Well, you know, not your brother, man. I'm going to let you be an individual. I'm going to come in with my Midwest swing. You got that West Coast swing. You know what I mean? Y'all different out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised. Did you have Chucks on? Did you have your Diodors on?
Yeah, I have my black Chucks on.
Ah,
so
see what I'm saying? We call that the West Coast tuxedo right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. Hey, man, how about Michael Thomas, man? Have you talked to him? Is he feeling good? I know he's back in practice. Is he well? Like, you know, when will we expect him to come back?
You know, I don't know when. I expect him probably to play within the next week or two. If he's back practicing, then that's probably what he's going to wind up doing.
Is it fair? I don't know.
I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't wind up asking him a whole lot about his ability to take the field and play because, you know, I just don't get involved in that. But what I would say is he would display to us his ability once he's out there and on the field, we'll know what we're getting.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but as of right now, I just kind of let him do his thing. I don't get too involved in – you know, trying to be a doctor and all that sort of stuff.
So receiver to receiver, right? Because our listeners may or may not know. They don't remember or may not be familiar with Michael Thomas as a player. You know, can you explain to our listeners at his best who he is?
Well, how could they not be familiar? Your listeners obviously ain't watching football if you don't know who he is.
But they be hating, though.
He just won Offensive Player of the Year 2 seasons ago. So – I mean, he's a guy who has the ability to do a whole lot of different things for his football team. He doesn't have the elite 4.3 cheetah-type speed that Tyreek Hill displays, but yet and still, he has the same impact and probably more on his team than Tyreek Hill does. I mean, the guy is, what, top 3 highest-paid receivers in the league. They don't pay you $20 million for nothing. You know the league, Bart. They don't give away money.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. With that in mind, so Jameis last night averaged 3.6 air yards per completion, the lowest of his career, 13 points. You know, we haven't talked a lot about it, but this was supposed to be a big opportunity for Jameis Winston taking over for Drew Brees with the Saints. Is it impossible to judge him until Michael Thomas returns?
They're 4-2. What is there to judge?
Well, I mean, 13 points, not a lot of – I mean, we're not talking about
them
at all.
How many times did the New Orleans Saints score 13 or less points when Drew Brees was the quarterback?
You going to make me do homework now?
See, he throw grenades, too.
I'm just telling you, don't look at oh, they only scored 13 points. Well, Drew Brees has scored only 13 or less points in his career as well.
All right.
I didn't realize they were going up against a stout defense, because that defense is the Legion with no boom. And 13 points is a big surprise. I thought there would be
a
lot more.
It was elements yesterday. You know, the win.
Kamara was great.
Yeah,
Kamara was great. All right, but basically that answer tells me, Key, that you're pretty satisfied with what Jameis is doing with the Saints, and they shouldn't need to look for a quarterback. They found one.
I think they're happy with their quarterback. Okay. I think when you look at the conditions and everything, that way I can show. We look at the conditions and everything with him at the quarterback spot, then you say to yourself, in Seattle, raining, all of that. When he threw for four or five touchdowns the week that he did it, nobody was complaining. He's not mm-hmm. turning the football over. I think Sean Payton's happy with that. 4-2. You know, 4-2. You are what your records say you are. And he's doing what he's supposed to do, which is helping his team win football games.
Spoken like a true Bill Parcells disciple. So
what's the truth?
I know it's true. You are what your record says you are. I'm well aware of that. I love the saying. Now, with that in mind, the Seahawks are 2-5. Russell Wilson's been injured. He's going to be out a little bit longer, I guess. But you know what conversation is going to start coming up again about where that franchise, where that team is headed, and especially in that division where you've got two really good teams and they're pretty young. So does Russell Wilson stay with the Seahawks after this year, or does we have to have this whole conversation again in the offseason about where he's going to end up?
I think he stays with them after this year. He's made a commitment to them. They brought in a new offensive coordinator. He unfortunately got hurt. The defense is not playing great ball. You know, so I think he's still the quarterback of the Seahawks. And the question is Pete Charles still the head coach, or is this wearing on him a little bit?
Didn't think about that angle.
The crazy thing is, Key, right, when you think about it, like he had a list last year, so we know that, you know, he wants more control, and he has to start seeing that, hey, the Rams are better, the Cardinals are better, and they're only getting stronger, and, you know, they should be right on par with San Francisco. If the Saints job is open, if the Pittsburgh Steelers job is open, if the Miami Dolphins job is open, if the Washington football team is open, like, do you think that Russell should make a play? Would you want to make a play for one of those markets, especially understanding that Sierra's from the East Coast, and we know that has something to do with it, and she can't really get a residency at the Fish Market?
I would say no. I stay in Seattle if I'm Russell Wilson, man. I stay in Seattle because you start looking at all these other teams. Then what? You don't know the coaches. You better be careful what you wish for. Just because Tom Brady did in the workout doesn't mean anything. You know, doesn't mean anything. I think people start to look at Tom Brady and start thinking, oh, I can move. He can move. He moves, so I can move.
Well, Peyton Manning
Brady
too.
Tom Brady was the perfect situation, man.
Peyton Manning too, though. Like Peyton Manning
but
left.
Peyton Manning got cut. Peyton Manning did get cut. He's still being injured.
Right. He had to make that choice. All right, Keyshawn Johnson joining us here. So Mel Kiper put out his big board, and he moved Drake London, who I'm sure you know well, USC, to number 4 in his big board.
I don't trust USC receivers, man.
Oh, do you? Well, I want to know from Key, is this guy a game-changing playmaker? And me being a Jets fan who knows we need weapons, should the Jets be targeting him?
Number 4 overall or 4th receiver?
Fourth on the big board. Feels like he's fourth best talent in the draft.
He got Stingley, the corner.
Yeah,
he's had
a pretty productive season, but that's going to change 16 times. He's a big body guy who's a high point 50-50 guy. He's got clearly some growing to do, ex-basketball player. He is one of the top receivers in the NFL. I don't know that he'll go as high as this big board says, but he is probably a first-round pick. He's in the Michael Pittman mode.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so somebody we should definitely keep an eye on then here in New York. All right, Key, thanks so much as always, my man.
Hey, man, I hope no rain go through
Bart
your chucks.
Tell Bart to stop talking over you, too. Tell Bart to stop stepping on you.
Oh, I'll tell Max the same thing.
Well, yeah, tell Max to stop stepping on up. That's correct.
We're just trying to figure it out. Thanks, Key. Appreciate you, man. Keyshawn Johnson on the Goodyear Hotline. That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So coming up, that story that we started telling you about yesterday involving that fan that got that 600th touchdown ball that Mike Evans just handed to him.
Uh-huh.
All right, so he gave that ball back, and he got a lot from the team. But here's the question. Was it enough? Brady didn't think so because he even added more to it last night. We will discuss after Bart has this from ZipRecruiter.
What if you could put the same type of rigor that the pro leagues use for players into the hiring process? Well, you can with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter technology finds qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you. You can invite your top choices to apply for your job. No wonder four out of five employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
That kind of day, Bart Scott. Need a little public enemy in your life. Shout out to Chuck D. Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Hey, Bart, Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. All in America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So let's just pay off the story since we talked a lot about it yesterday, although I did get a tweet today that I actually agree with that I'll read in a moment. So the Bucks, everybody had to go public with this, of course, as the fan who caught the – who not caught it, but Mike Evans handed it to, the 600th touchdown.
How lucky is this dude? He can catch a ball. It wasn't anything that bounced over.
You were just
somebody
lucky.
Somebody just gave it to him.
Yeah, yeah. It was just lucky.
For me? Yeah,
and you happen to be sitting, you know, front row. That kind of helps. So they get the ball back, and they give him a deal, and they put it out there, all the stuff he was going to give them. And it turns into, let's see, a pair of season tickets for the remainder of this season and all of next season.
They gave him season tickets for two seasons?
Yeah, for all this. And two signed Brady jerseys, a helmet, another jersey autographed by Evans, and Mike Evans' game-worn cleats as well. So that's a lot of memorabilia. Then you're getting season tickets for the rest of this season and also next season.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
So that adds up to.
And then I love this one, $1,000 credit to the official team store. So we're giving you money to spend in our store. It's like, okay. But then last night, as the Manning cast was going on during Monday Night Football, Tom Brady was on the Manning cast.
Oh, see? That's what happens when you get around your friends, man.
Mm-hmm.
They coerce you to do stuff you really weren't trying to
do. Well, I give credit to Brady. Now, guys, do we have the audio of this? I'm not hearing if we do or not. So I guess we didn't get to turn it around fast enough. But this was from last night. So as it goes, Brady said during his appearance on the Manning cast that he does have the ball, that there was some negotiation to it, and he feels like there should be more. So what he did is he said, you know, let's get this guy a Bitcoin. Hmm. You know how much a Bitcoin is valued at?
$40,000?
$62,000. $62,000.
Him and Giselle probably got him just laying around in a virtual bank.
So now that you get that. Now, some people say the ball would have been worth $500,000 and all this other stuff. Like the $1,000 in team merchandise, whatever. Right, the cleats by Mike Evans,
that's
the jersey, two jerseys, helmet. That's all right. That's cool.
That's about $100,000 worth of stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, because you think about season tickets for two. They ain't just one ticket.
You think it's $100,000 for?
Okay, if the Bitcoin,
he's just giving tickets away.
If that's worth $60,000, he giving you two tickets to assumably 16 games or however more you got this year and next year.
Right.
Then you can.
So you're good with that?
Yeah, you can. That's $100,000 worth of stuff.
So can we finally then stop talking about it?
No.
No?
Because I wanted him to sell them tickets on. Like, on those tickets, I need to be able to go up to his suite and get drinks and refreshments whenever I want to break.
Right.
Hey, hey, Giselle, I'm coming here to get some ticket tenders.
Well, some tweets that I've seen, which I agree with, is sort of like, guy sitting front row already at an NFL game, gets handed a football.
And not like he caught a baseball, like he did the hard work. He had to catch it.
Just hand it to him. We're arguing that he's not getting enough for it. You know, let's go ahead and move on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how about we do this? How about we all just, like, take the ball, donate it, like auction it off, and take the money and donate it? Right? No. We all want to get rich off this thing, right?
Because of me, come on, right? Man. Season tickets are for there is probably $40,000 at least.
And PSLs,
like,
too,
yeah,
right?
PSLs. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you add that to a Bitcoin and the jersey, ain't gonna be worth nothing unless you give me a Patreon. I want a Patreon.
So, if you don't think it was enough, let us know. If you feel like this is a conversation you still want to continue with, I feel like it's time to move on. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776 to the Dr. Pepper call in line we go, and let's go to TJ all the way up in Alaska. TJ,
is it dark out there? TJ,
not yet. Too early.
No, Alaska goes where the sun doesn't rise,
not
right?
Yet, not until like December, right, TJ?
Yeah, it's still dark this morning, so it's 8:30 in the morning, and still dark outside.
Ooh, okay, so it is starting.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That winter solstice is real up there, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
winter solstice is a real thing.
Okay, what do you got? Though you do get the Northern Lights, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely incredible.
Amazing. I love it up
there. Hey, I want to come up there. Can you give me a guide? Can you show me around? If I come up there?
Hey, man, come on up. We'll hook you up.
Where in Alaska are you exactly?
So I'm what they call in the interior. I'm here in Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, okay. That's a city.
Okay, yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I bring the moonshine.
Yeah. So I was up there in Anchorage. I spent like a couple of days up there covering something for hockey, right, with the old Aces used to play up there. And I was up there. So I'm at a hotel down the block. And this is in December. Down the block's the restaurant, a nice restaurant, right down the block from the hotel. The doorman sees me walking out the front doors of the hotel. He goes, where are you going? I'm going to the restaurant. He goes, let me get you a cab. I say, it's right down the block.
Right.
Like, I'm fine. He goes, you're never going to make it. I'm like, what do you mean? It's a block away. So he goes, all right, go ahead. So I took four steps, turned around, came back in.
Like,
he already had the cab waiting for me. Yeah. It was so, my face froze.
It's like the end of
days. You know, they have a saying up here, though. They say that, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad year.
So what do you got for us, TJ?
So I'm actually from New Orleans originally. I'm a huge Saints fan and Pelicans fan. But so my question is, do you guys think that the Saints could be contenders for the Super Bowl if they had a little more firepower? You know, they get Mike Thomas back on the offense because their defense is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, Mike Thomas changes everything, right? That gives them that number one receiver, and Tre'Quan Smith can be what he can be, and then you got Callaway. So they have a good enough.
But Super Bowl contenders, though, is what he's asking.
Listen, with that defense and being able to get to the ball, I wish they had a more. I wish Davenport would have been what they thought he was going to be when they traded a future first round draft pick for him. He just hasn't panned out. You know, Cam Jordan's still doing his thing. They don't have enough pass rush for me, but you think about, you know, why not? I think they could be. I mean, if they are able to get that offensive firepower, you know, going, and Michael Thomas can change everything. Like you said, like Keyshawn said, he was the guy. Like, they paid him $20 million. He's the guy. Like, he is Hopkins. He is Devontae Adams.
So he's going to make that much of a difference. His return with Jameis, you think, especially with Kamara obviously being the weapon he is, you think they could be.
And that offensive line is one of the best.
You're telling TJ, who somehow, some way, went from New Orleans –
how the hell
to Alaska,
happened?
To Fairbanks, Alaska, and you're telling him, yes.
That had to be for a woman, man. I don't know what the hell, who you met on Alaskan PeopleMingle.com, what the hell you went on.
What motivated you to get to Alaska?
Hey, man, love will make you do crazy
there
things.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you,
Bart
bro.
Called it. Hey, God bless you, man.
He was over there. He was a little, he mush. Like, yo.
All the best, man. Thank you for calling
in. I appreciate you guys.
All right, you got it, TJ.
Told you, bro. It's only one thing make you do that.
You are not
no
wrong.
Job, nothing.
You are not wrong. Let's go to Xavier in Utah. Xavier.
hey, I'm in Bryce Canyon, Utah. I thought I was in a pretty place, but damn, Alaska, that dude stepped it up a notch.
Yeah, you're more where you are. It does snow, it does get cold, but it is beautiful there.
Yeah, man, you got the Sundance, all that good stuff, man.
Got good skiing.
Yeah, stop it.
So, what do you got for Xavier?
Yeah, I just wanted to. I disagree with Keyshawn on Jameis Winston being the quarterback. I mean, I think he's the quarterback for now, but. I mean, the quarterback, like, there was just way too many times that I saw last night there. He just didn't look like the quarterback. And especially, you're going against Geno, and you're the quarterback? I mean,
well, I also, you know what? Guy. Yeah, Xavier, I'll take it a step further, man. And we got to run, but thanks for the call. I'll take it a step further. Like I said, the key, you got 13 points against the Legion with no boom.
Right. Everybody get points on them.
Yeah, and that's the part I think is the thing. If you're a Saints fan, you're kind of looking at it like, is Michael Thomas going to make that much of a difference for Jameis? Is he really the guy?
But we
that
know with Jameis, we know Risky No Bisky Jameis can put up.
Wasn't good for him.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Risky No Bisky, if he take a little bit more, we got to find a happy medium between the Risky and the Bisky.
Maybe the addition of Thomas, though, stretches the field, and then he has somebody that he could do that with. All right, Barton on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program. Now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. So, coming up, the Jets finally added a veteran quarterback. But has the damage in New York already been done? We will discuss and, of course, get your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. And now I want to tell you, so we're going to hook you up, one lucky listener, with $1,000. Listen to this. This is during tonight's baseball championship game. Now, to enter to win, here's what you got to do. Listen to tonight's game on ESPN Radio, of course. At the top of the seventh inning, Dan Eduardo and Jessica will announce a winning word. So you text that word to 777-000. And then you enter a chance to win $1,000. Keep listening to all our ESPN Radio broadcasts of the baseball championship because the prizes get bigger. In fact, the prize grows by $1,000 for each game. So if the series goes all the way to game seven, the final prize, you can do the math, $7,000. No analytics needed. There's no purchase also necessary. You can go to ESPNradio.com for complete sweepstakes rules. One more time. You listen to the game tonight. Game one. Tonight. You hear the winning word in the seventh inning. Text it to 777-000 and you get a chance to win $1,000. Yes, that's right. Message, of course, and data rates may apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Welcome back, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, Bart Scott, as we get now through 7 weeks of the NFL season, you start to see, you know, contenders separating from pretenders. And then, of course, there's the other separation, which is those that now have a fan base that starts watching college football. Why? Not necessarily because you're a fan of a certain college program, but because it's time for me to start looking forward to the draft and what I can do to get out of this misery of my team that can't win a damn game. So with that in mind, Mel Kiper's big board rankings have been just released. And as we look at these rankings, it gets real interesting because, you know, as in the past couple of years, we have seen quarterbacks have dominated some of these drafts. 2018, of course. Last year, no doubt about it. You had five go in the first round. But this doesn't seem like it's a quarterback year. But it is a year that has some interesting names at the top that can help right away, and it's on the defensive side. Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon is somebody you've talked a lot about. Kuiper's got him at number one.
Yep. I mean, you talk about, you know, his ability and, you know, the game changers. When Nick Bosa came in, Joey Bosa had a good rookie season. Talk about Chase Young. Their impact is immediate. And, you know, what's the one thing you have to do is be able to stop some of these great mobile dual threat quarterbacks. And you got to have athleticism on the outside. And he's, you know, 6'5", 260 or 250. He's a guy that can have scheme versatility, whether he's playing DN in a 4-3 or he's playing, you know, outside linebacker in a 3-4. You know, he's a guy that can wreak havoc. He's been doing it at a high level for a long time. You think about some of the teams, everybody needs a pass rusher, and they're hard to find. And if you can get one that's cheap because you drafted them, it gives you 5 years of being able to have that position locked up without having to pay top-of-the-market type of money. So you definitely go there. But the position in the most recent years that have kind of really revolutionized the NFL, where you see what Ja'Marr Chase is doing, Justin Jefferson has done, you know, it's the receivers. And you got a good crop of receivers that's coming out. Now, I don't know if any of these guys.
Because the first three names on the board are all defense. So, again, Kyle Hamilton is a safety from Notre Dame. He's two. Derek Stingley, a junior cornerback from LSU. He's number three. You don't imagine safeties and corners are going that high in the draft. Yeah. But you are talking about wide receivers. We asked Keyshawn Johnson about Drake London from USC. He's the highest rated wide receiver of the wide receiver core you're talking about. He's number four. But you feel like, all right, if you can't get a quarterback in this draft, you might get some weapons, though, in this draft.
Right, and this thing, we all know eventually one quarterback is going to be elevated. He's going to have a good Senior Bowl, he's going to have a good national championship or something like that. And if you hold one of those top spots, you look at it as ability to be able to drop down and be able to move out of that spot, because you don't want to take a receiver or a cornerback with the number one pick overall. Derek Stingley, he's been compared to, like, you know, Patrick Peterson, who is from LSU as
pretty
well.
Good, yep.
That's the guy that's best bang for the buck. Everybody's looking for that shut down Revis Island type of cornerback, because they're so valuable because of the greatness of all these young receivers and the receivers that's already there. You know, so, you know, I think tackles fall down as far as value.
A lot of offensive linemen that are in the top 15, though. He's got a bunch of offensive
linemen. Yeah, so you want to take him as far down as you can if you can get some more equity. I don't care if you swap first-round draft picks and be able to swap maybe a third or a fourth to be able to get some value, so you can move up again and use that piece to get back in the first round or second round or whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's important to note, though, of course, you're not looking for a quarterback. Or if you are, Kenny Pickett from Pitt. He's the highest rated. He's at 15 in Mel Kiper's big board. So if you're looking for a quarterback, this might not be the draft.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Moves are the New York Jets. No, not in the win column, but at their quarterback position. So number two overall pick, Zach Wilson, injured his knee in the loss to the Patriots. So he'll be out for at least 2 to 4 weeks. So what do they do? Is it Mike White, who also was making his debut in the NFL
when he came in?
Josh Johnson? No, they go back to a familiar face and someone you know quite well in Joe Flacco, who was their quarterback last year with Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold missed time and Flacco came in and looked a lot different. Now, of course, it's a different offense, different system, but a familiarity because Joe Douglas knows him from his days in Baltimore, again, along with the time that you spent there as well.
Give him a six-round draft pick?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't give up much. The question is, of course, why wouldn't you go for a Nick Foles? But Flacco is somebody that was with the Eagles, wasn't going to play. Jalen Hurts is their guy.
And Flacco, Gardner Minshew there, too.
Right, and Flacco wants to play.
Right.
Clearly, he still believes he could be a starter in this league. So, I mean, all I did was complain from the very beginning. How do you not have a veteran backup for Zach Wilson? You don't have an experienced play caller. You don't have experience on the coaching staff. So then why wouldn't you have some experience in the quarterback room in the version of a quarterback? I remember last year, Joe Flacco was not really interested in mentoring Sam Darnold. He was interested in showing that he could still play.
Right.
Joe Flacco comes here now. Wilson is supposed to come back, and when he does, you want him to play.
Well, he comes back after 4 weeks, right?
Right. So, you want him playing. So what is Joe Flacco's purpose here, aside from just being able to give me a capable starter that can get me through these games?
Well, learn how I watch me prepare. Like, watch me prepare. That's how you'll learn from me. That's how you'll figure out, And Joe Flacco's not one of these guys that's not going to tell somebody if they ask any questions about what's going on, reading defenses. He's a guy that has an electric arm. You know, you talk about Zach Wilson, how he can flick the ball. Well, guess what? Joe Flacco can flick the ball with the best of them. You know, he may not be as mobile as him, but you don't need him to be mobile because you saw Mike White, how he was tall in the pocket. It protected the offensive line. You know, this – I mean, I don't know. Joe Flacco's with Gary Kubiak in Baltimore. That's West Coast offense. I don't know if the verbiage – maybe it's some familiarity there with the verbiage and him being able to step in and kind of understand what the play call is and the concepts, because a lot of these systems have the same verbiage and some of them have different verbiage. So he must have some familiarity with this system as far as being able to – if it's a number system, if it's a naming system. And it's, I'm sure it's a method to the madness, because you don't bring Joe Flacco in if he's just going to back up this week.
Well, that's my question.
You got Josh Johnson on the roster.
Right, and that's my question. You get him early in the week. You get him. You do this yesterday on a Monday. So you're bringing him in on a Tuesday. And is he potentially your starter against the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, I believe so. I mean, you talk about a guy that has familiarity with Mims and some in Crowder. Remember, they came to life.
Right.
And Mims came to life last year. And now they're better equipped to protect Joe Flacco because the offensive line has been playing well. We need to get the status of Fant and see how he's, you know, holding up. But he's a professional quarterback, and they have more than capable weapons on the outside. Let's see if Flacco can use them a little better. I know we thought this last year, and he kind of – it was mixed bag with him, but you know, they couldn't protect him and keep him upright. He can hand the ball off. He definitely can throw and get guys into the right place.
Now, before this deal was announced, Robert Saleh was on the Michael Kay Show in New York City on 98.7 ESPN as he does a weekly spot, and the guys asked him about the idea that you came into the season without a veteran backup for Zach Wilson.
First off, there's Josh Johnson this year. He's been in the league quite a while, and he's had success in this league. He's 36 years old, so there is a veteran in the room. As far as Mike White's concerned, he's been throughout OTAs and training camp. He has proven time and time again that he is capable of running an NFL offense. He can play quarterback. He can do the little things. He's got great command of the huddle. He's got great understanding of the offense and going through his progressions. And he proved it yesterday. He led, in our mind, five drives in the scoring range. Unfortunately, we were not able to finish. And hopefully with a week's worth of practice, he's able to convert some of those drives into points.
The response I have to this, Bart, is I don't need somebody who's capable. I need somebody who's been there, done that. So in moments like we've seen this season, I've got somebody that I can lean on who's been there. I mean, I know he's not a superstar, but Joe Flacco does have a ring. I mean, Joe Flacco has had success in this league.
He's been in playoffs probably more than most quarterbacks that's still in this league. He's been in playoffs at least seven times.
Right. So my point is all I need is just somebody that at least in the room could say, I've been there. I've done this. Not, I know Josh Johnson's 36. That's great. But he isn't, you know, what has he done that I can look at him and think, wow, you've been to places I really want to be. At least Flacco does that. But can he be a mentor, though, Bart?
I mean, I think he can. Flacco kind of sees the writing on the wall, and he's made more than enough money, so he can decide if he wants to continue to play or not.
But you know him personally. Like, is he a good? Is he that kind of guy, Flacco, like a good guy for the room?
Joe Flacco is one of the coolest, down-to-earth guys. Never let the stardom get to him, even when he was, you know, winning championships, when he was in the AFC Championship. You know, he's in the AFC Championship as a rookie. Like, so this is a guy that, you know, went into a place like Baltimore who had a lot of alpha males, and he held his own.
Okay. Well, we'll see where that story goes going forward. But you know what? We've got tonight, a game in the NBA that could be a measuring stick already early in the season. We will discuss that and, of course, take your calls next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.